Hi, this week the question is, what is the one non-essential command of God? In other words, what one command did God give that you don't have to do? What one command did He give that He was only kidding about? What is the only one command which you don't have to take seriously because He didn't mean for it to be taken seriously? Are you ready for the answer? That one command is any command a person wants it to be. And what I'm saying is, look at how people live their lives. Talk with them about the law of God that they're violating and the reason that they're violating it because they don't think it matters. Talk to a fornicator about fornication, and somehow in their mind they have it all figured out that God didn't mean what He said about fornication. And in the end, they will be allowed into heaven anyway. Talk to an adulterer about adultery, about divorce, and somehow in their mind they have it all figured out that adultery is the one command that God did not mean for us to take seriously. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, the Bible says, "Now behold, one came and said to Him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?' So He said to him, 'Why do you call Me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.' He said to him, 'Which ones?' Jesus said, 'You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to Him, 'All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and come follow Me.' But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Listen to me. When this young man rejected that last command to sell all that he had, he demonstrated by that action that he was doing his own will all along. He was only doing what he wanted to do all along. The same God that said, "Do not commit adultery and do not steal," also said, "Sell all that you have." When he disobeyed this last command, he demonstrated that he would have disobeyed any command that was equally distasteful to him. He was like many people today. He thought, "Surely the Lord can't be serious about this last command. Surely He won't make selling all my possession an absolute mandatory requirement for salvation." As far as this young man was concerned, this was the one command of God that he did not have to keep. Or in other words, this is the one non-essential command of God as far as he was concerned. Now, what about you? Are there commands in the Bible which you think are small and don't matter? And do you treat them as if they were non-essential? Let's take this a step further. What about the church you attend? Do they treat some of God's commands as if they were non-essential? Do they, in effect, actually say to some commands, "You really don't have to do that one"? I'll give you some examples. What about baptism for the remission of sins? Acts 2 verse 38 teaches that men must be baptized in water for the remission of sins. Does your church teach you really don't have to do what the Apostle Peter said in that passage? Is Acts 2 verse 38 treated as if it were the one non-essential command of God? Is it treated by your church as if God really didn't mean it? Preachers are notorious about bringing up all sorts of arguments and all sorts of reasons why Acts 2:38 doesn't mean what it says. But when they're finished making their arguments, there is still that passage saying, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." Well, what about the command for women to remain silent in the assemblies of the church? 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. Does your church teach somehow, excuse itself for not doing what this passage says? Is this passage treated as if it were the one non-essential command of God? How far are we willing to carry this thing? How many commands will a man or a group of men have to ignore before they make themselves like the fellow of Matthew 19? Did God actually give any non-essential commands? Or was He dead serious about every one of them? In Psalm 119, verse 172, the Bible says, "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness." We must respect all of the Lord's commands and not just pick and choose the ones we like and ignore the rest. In James 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "Whoever shall keep the whole law, yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.' Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty." In other words, this passage is saying, when men pick and choose only what they want, they're guilty of violating all of God's law, because in reality, they're only doing what they want to do in everything, just like the young man in Matthew 19.